We're with City County Health District Administrator Teresa Will. Thanks for joining us today.
Hello, thank you.
Well, let's get a little update. We haven't had you on in a while, talking a little bit about the booster shots and the latest with COVID-19 and some of the numbers. And I know we had, there's some protocols too with young children. We haven't talked about that in a while. So it's a lot of topics to cover. Where do you want to begin, Teresa?
Well, let's just start with the current numbers that we are seeing in North Dakota and Barnes County. Right now, they're doing a weekly report on the number of positives, and between July 22nd and July 28th, there were 1,880 reported positives in North Dakota, and 31 of those were in Barnes County. So we know that individuals aren't getting as sick, particularly individuals who had the vaccine. They aren't needing hospitalization, and the current strain is not as virulent as some of the others that we have endured over the past couple years. There are 80 individuals that are in the hospital with COVID. So it still happens, but our healthcare system is not overwhelmed as it was previously during the pandemic. I guess the next thing, if you don't mind if I move on, is testing.
Mm-hmm.
We continue to have testing available through the State Health Department in our office on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 1 to 2 p.m. We do need individuals to call for an appointment, and they should register at testreg.nd.gov. And so just call the health department and we'll help you figure out what you need to do. We also have numerous home test kits. So the numbers that we're seeing reported are not really true numbers, because individuals are testing at home, and that's what we want. We want everyone to have tests available and test. If you come positive, then stay home to prevent further spread, because some individuals are still getting quite sick with COVID. Then to move on to vaccinations for COVID specifically, we do have Moderna and Pfizer readily available in the office. Call to set up an appointment and we will get you in. This is for adults, Moderna and Pfizer. And then we have Novavax, which we can get if someone requests that. It's made more on a traditional venue for vaccines. Not the mRNA vaccine, which we had in Moderna and Pfizer. So it's more on a traditional method for vaccination. So that is available now. Sanford Clinic has Pfizer vaccines, and Essentia, I believe, has both Pfizer and Moderna. And our pharmacies also are still carrying Moderna vaccine. So for the little people, we do have Pfizer vaccine in the office for 6 months to 4 years, and that's a three-dose series. You get one, and in 3 weeks you get one, and then in 8 weeks after the second dose, you get your third. 5 to 11-year-old vaccine we have as well, that's Pfizer brand, and that's a two-dose series. At one, and you get one, and then in 3 weeks you get one. Moderna also has a two-dose series for 6 months to 4 years, and we can get that vaccine if someone requests it. So if someone would prefer to get a two-dose series versus the three-dose Pfizer, we can get Moderna. They just need to call and request that. Boosters are available. The first booster is available for everyone 5 years and older, 5 months after their initial series. And then a second booster is recommended 4 months after the first booster, for individuals who are 50 and older. There's also recommendations for individuals that are immunocompromised, but that gets a little more confusing, so we would just like people to call and we can discuss the specific situation with them.
Okay. And monkeypox?
Monkeypox. Well, that is the new transmittable disease that we, I should back up. It's really not new, but it's new to North Dakota. It has been something that has been dealt with for many years in some countries. We did have our first case of monkeypox in North Dakota, as I'm sure all of you know. There is vaccine that's available and has been available. This vaccine has been used for many years. It's called Jynneos, and we can get that vaccine if we need to. So if someone is feeling that they have been exposed, and that would be primarily individuals who are bisexual or cisgender men who have sex with men, or transgender persons who either have had multiple sex partners in the past 14 days, have attended venues or events where monkeypox spread has been identified, or they've had a sexually transmitted infection in the past year. So if you feel you may fall into any of those categories and have been exposed, please call us and we can get vaccine very quickly and can vaccinate.
All right. Well, thank you for those updates again, Teresa. And I know we'll be, next time we visit, we'll be talking about getting flu shots, right?
That's right. The flu season is around the corner. We are getting vaccine in as we speak, and would certainly recommend that everyone get their flu vaccination this fall.
All right. There's Teresa Will, City County Health District Administrator, our guest on KOVC.